why did Mutter, after all, Gishe is Osea, with Zero Nechon Nefesh? So Rashi says, Maul Lifuche, Hashav, we need to take off the heart, Uleitzi Azer Abion, Mishor Abion, Kishrit El Chodish, Oidil Mo Kiven, the Efshamer Abion, the Floyd, the Tildes Bishop. He told this issue. Now we see Rashi says that the reason as to why it should be Osea is because it's Efsha Meravion. It's Efsha Meravion. The implication being that if it wouldn't be Efsha Meravion, it certainly would be Mutter. The only question was because he could have done it earlier. Now, you're certainly not allowed to thresh grain in even if it happened in a situation where you couldn't have done it earlier. Suppose you couldn't have done it earlier. Would you be allowed to thresh grain? So why is it that Rashi says here, the implication being that if he couldn't have done it Erev Yontev, then he certainly would be allowed. But threshing grain, making real dishe in Tvuye, he wouldn't be allowed even if it happened that he wasn't able to do it Erev Yontev. So the answer is this. Now, because the Ramban says that dishe is osa, mitzirech nefesh v'deraisa. Why? Because it's the derech of people to make a dish at one time for the whole thing. So merely because of that, so the Torah was not mattering. So that is Shayach Lidavi, the dish of Tvuye, the real dish of Tvuye. So in such a case, that's the derech to make the dish of Tvuye at one time for the whole thing. So then the Torah was not mattering. Mashiach came by the mustard. It's not the derech of people to take out the mustard seeds at one time for the whole season, for the whole year. As a person needs some mustard seed, so he takes it out from the shavitim. That's all. So, if it had been yefsher for a certain person to do a Erev Yontev, then he certainly would be allowed. Because by the mustard seed, it's not a derech of people to prepare it for the whole season the way it is got to it. So if the situation had been that it was impossible to do it Erev Yontev, then there would be no shaila to be allowed. But a shaila arose in connection with the situation where I was able to do it Erev Yontev. So that the shaila, is he allowed to do it or not? So he says, Mila Milish. So why do we say I mean, this is not the way to make dishes. So Meilachayat. So even Bishabes it would all involve the Hitzad Rabbonon. So Meile Bayontev it's Mutter altogether, even though it was Efsher Meravion. Now, one second, let me go over here. Omalei Meilu Meliles Umfachit Miliyon. Eitz Rabbi. Ha Meilu Meliles Merev Shabbos. So if somebody is Meilu Meliles, if he robs the wheat, Erev Shabbos, so we mocho menapeach liyad liyad, so he removes it. Now, menapeach doesn't mean blow with his mouth, as you can see from the Gemara. So it means menapeach, it means he separates. He separates it. Miyad liyad veiche. Avoloi bikinu avoloi bitamach. Hamilu milu is merev yomtev. Min limocho menapeach al yad, little by little. Veiche. Vafilu bikinu. Vafilu bitamach. Vafilu bitamach. Avoloi bitam. Veloi binatra, veloi bikvo. So in other words, if it's done, there is a distinction between minapeach miyad liyad and minapeach al yad al yad. Minapeach al yad al yad means that he is doing it in the normal way, in the natural way, but he does it very little. Miyad. But it's not al bishinu, it's not kilachayat. It's miat miat. That doesn't mean kilachayat. It just doesn't look. But that's the pshat of al yad al yad. Al yad al yad means he does it in the natural way, but only little of it. But miyad liyad means that he does it in an unnatural way. So that means klachayat. So, hamil mulilis merav Shabbos, if he robbed the chiti, he robbed them from, he robbed the merav Shabbos. Now, so what happened? As a result of the robbing that took place on merav Shabbos, what happened? So then the seed of wheat was taken out from its husk. So the Melechas Disha was already done Erev Shabbos, because the Melechas Disha consists in taking out the seed of wheat from its husk. So the Melechas Disha was done Erev Shabbos. So what kind of a problem is there? So what? So everything was done, but there is, even though, you see, the melech of Dishe, now, there is a melech of Berir, and there is a melech of Dishe. Now, there is a resemblance between Dishe and Berir, because in both, there is a common denominator. To both, in Dishe and in Berir, you take out a desirable thing from the undesirable. After all, I mean the husk. You cannot eat the seeds of wheat while it's in its husk. So first you have to take off the husk from the seed of wheat in order to be able to eat it. And what is involved in the area also? You take away some impurities, you separate, let's say, offal and chips, let's say, that you have in the kitnias from the kitnias. So there is a common aspect to the melocha of Dishe and the melocha of Berer, but there is a difference between the melocha of Dishe and the melocha of Berer. Let's say, when you separate the impurities, let's say, of the grain, let's say, in grain you have certain impurities. You have sand and you have chips and you have all kinds of things and pebbles. So if you take out, let's say, from the grain, you take out, you select, let's say, you select the impurities out of the grain, out of the crop, then it's in Meloch HaBerer, but it does not involve in Meloch HaDishe. What involves in Meloch HaDishe? Meloch HaDishe involves when you take out, let's say, the seeds of grain from the shebeles, or the seed of grain from the husk, you take off the husk. But that does not involve in Meloch HaBerer. So, I mean, you'll never find in Rishenim that when you take out the seeds of grain from the shebeles or the seeds of grain from the husk, that should involve in Meloch HaBerer. That involves in Meloch HaDishe, not Berer. Why? Because Berer is shayach when you take away, let's say, the shebeles from the echol, when it is a foreign matter. Let's say you take out, let's say, the chips, and other things. So that involves Meloch HaBerer. Mashein kein, when you take out the seed from its husk, or you take out the seeds from the shebeles, so in which it grows, so that's not the foreign matter. So memele, that involves Meloch HaDishe. So memele, so when Erev Shabbos, he robbed against the seeds of wheat. And what was the result of the robbing against the seeds of wheat, so that affected a removal of the husk from the seed of wheat. So now it's not enveloped in the husk. Until he was Meleil Erev Shabbos, so the seed was enveloped, was wrapped up by husk. Now as a result of the Meleil Erev Shabbos, so that husk was taken off. But it's still, so in other words, so it's not attached anymore, but it's still together with the seed of wheat. But until the Melile, so one was enveloped by the other. As a result of the Melile, so the husk was taken off, and it's not attached anymore. But it's still, even though it's not attached anymore,
is not attached anymore, so the husk is still lies next to the seed of wheat, and he cannot eat it. He cannot eat it together with the husk. So what has he to do now? Now he has to separate the husk that was already detached from the seed that was embedded in it. But now it's not embedded in it anymore. It was already removed. It was already detached. It was already detached as a result of the milulah that he did Erev Shabbos. But it's still there together. They're together. So now, on Shabbos, he, in order to eat, he has to be minapeach. In other words, he just has to move it away. The husk was already detached from the seed of wheat, but he has to move it away. In the same way, so it's like taking out impurities from a crop. So in other words, is the impurities, the chips and the little pebbles and the sand, are they attached to the seeds of wheat, to the grain? No, they're not attached, but they are together. They're together. So now the husk, after the milulah that he did Erev Shabbos, so he's already detached from the seed of wheat. The dishe was done Erev Shabbos. Now on Shabbos he cannot eat it unless he separates one from the other. That does not involve any locha of dishe. That it should involve, if it involves any locha of beer. So he says, so amilu milulis merav Shabbos, rimocha minapeach miyad liyad. So in other words, so when he separates the husk, which was already detached from the seed that was embedded in the husk, so that was already detached Erev Shabbos. But he cannot eat it unless he separates one from the other, because they're lying together. Just the same way as chips and sand are together with the grain, the crop of grain. So he cannot do it in the natural way, because that will involve in lochel beria. So how does he remove it? Minapeach miyad liyad. That means kilachayat. Miyad liyad means kilachayat. As Gemara points out how it's done. So he does it kilachayat veichel. Avoloi bikonim veloi bitamche. Avoloi bikonim veloi bitamche. In other words, but he cannot do it bikonim veloi bitamche. With an instrument. Only he has to do it kilachayat. Kilachayad with his hand, and with the hand itself, he cannot do it in the natural way, but only kilachayad. Hamilu milulis merav yonte. But suppose he detached the husk from the seed of grain merav yonte. So, but it's still together. So limocho minapeach al yad doesn't mean kilachayad nishinu. In the normal way, but only little, that he has to do in order to be able to eat it. But he does it in the normal way. Veichel, afilu bikinun, afilu bikonun, afilu bitamche. Avoloi bitavle, veloi binape, veloi bikvo. Veloi bikvo. Now, in regard to Mileches Beiria, there is a distinction. There are three degrees. There is biyad, and there is bikanu bitamche, and there is binapu kvo. Now, biyad means with the hand. Kanu bitamche is also a certain kind of an instrument, but that's not the usual instrument that is used for beirer. What is the usual instrument that is used for beirer? That's a sieve, a strainer. That's napu kvo. So biyonte, he's allowed to do it in the regular way with his hand, and he can even do it binapu kvo. But not be napurchvo. Napurchvo. He can kanu tamche. He can even do it with kanu tamche. But not be tabu napurchvo. Not with the strainer, with the sieve, that not. The basket not. So yom tefein. So yom te ber of yom tefein, be yom tefein. So we see that as far as the Meleches Dishe is concerned, so what can be done on yom tef? The Meleches Beira can be done on yom tef. But the Dishe, that has to be done Erev Yom. The Melileh has to be done, the Melileh involves the Melech of Dishe. And the Melech of Dishe applies to one thing that is embedded in the other. I mean, that's the Egoi Tao points out that. Let's say like taking out the seeds of grain from the Shibelet, or taking out the seed itself from its husk, so the husk envelops the seed of grain. So in other words, so the meluah has to be done erev Yom Tov, but Yom Tov not. Now he told him ma'u lifuche u'mechum nai Yom Tov. In other words, taking out the seeds of mustard from the shavitim. That's imayse dishe. That's not imayse beria. That's imayse dishe. So he told him that he can do it. So he says meluah meluah sum parchi kitzir Yom Tov. So the dishe itself can be done on Yom Tov. And here we see from the brayse of Hamil Nuris Merav Shabbos, Hamil Nuris Merav Yom Tov, that the Maise Dish has to be done on Erev Yom Tov, but the Maise Beiria can be done on Yom Tov. So Merav Yom Tov Eim Yom Tov Loi, so the Gemara says, Afilu Teim Yom Tov, Rai Didi Tone Reishe Merav Shabbos, Tone Seife Name Merav Yom Tov. So you can do the Meliwa itself on Yom Tov. The Meluah itself, and Yom Tov, you can do it, because if it's a Vechon Evetish. So even the Dishe can be done. Even the Dishe can be done. But why does he say Meluah, Merav Yom Tov? Because Ligabi Shabbos, it certainly could not be done on Shabbos itself. On Shabbos itself, so what could be done? Only the Minateach Miyad Liyad could be done. But not the Meluah, then the Maaseh Dishe could not be done on Shabbos. So that's why he uses the same motion, Ligabe, Yom Tov falls on Mil Nuz Erev Yom Tov, but in Afnami could be done on Yom Tov, the Dishe itself could be done. So the Gemara is the Kashe, in Kei, Motzi Trumo, She Zakoye Baremoso, Utnan Loi Momarte Li Trumo, She In Zakoye Baremoso. Now the Mishnah said that Bisilel answered to Bishamai, the reason is why by Trumo it's Osea, because in Zakoye Baremoso. So Mimele, so because it's impossible that he should be able to make a Foshe of Trume Anyonte. But if why is it that Chale it's possible to make a Foshe Anyonte? Because on Chale, let's say if he makes the Lishe on Yom Tov, so he could not have. So he could not have made the afroshe before Yom Tov. Mashenki by Trumo, so he could have done it erev Yom Tov. But according to you, that you can make the Meluah on Yom Tov itself. So Memele, him came the Meluah Yom Tov, Motzim Trumo, Shazakoye Baramoso, this time she bore him, Loim Afris in Trumo. Achi Yasu Dogon. So in other words, before the Maise Meluah, before the Dishe, so there is not a Maise Dogon. So Hafroshe is not done. So even though Al-Pedin, the Kriyashem can be Chal, even when it's Bishiboli, but that's not done. So when is it done? When it's already Maise Dogon. Now if you say that the Meluah, so Bishleim, if the Meluah cannot be done on Yom Tov, so the Meluah must be done Erev Yom Tov. So Memele, there is a Maise Dogon, it becomes a crop of Tui. Until the Dishe, it's not a crop of Tui. So Memele, so when does it become a crop of a Krishal Tvua? So it becomes Erev Yom Tov, because it couldn't become an Yom Tov into a Maise Dogon. So Memele, it's impossible that he should be allowed to make a Afroshe on Yom Tov. But according to you, that he can make the Meluah on Yom Tov also. So Erev Yom Tov it wasn't even a Maise Dogon. And when does it become a Maise Dogon into, when does it become a Maise Dogon on Yom Tov? So he should be allowed to be Mafrish Trumo also on Yom Tov, just as he is allowed to be Mafrish Chala on Yom Tov, because he made the guilt of it. So Gemara says, Ho Rebbe, Ho Rebbe Yisip Rebbe. So Rashi says, true. That we say Meluah is on Yom Tov. So then you ask if Meluah is on Yom Tov. So it becomes into a Maise, Dogon on Yom Tov. If it becomes a Maise Dogon of Yom Tov, so it should be allowed to make the Afroshe on Yom Tov. So Alibe the Rebbe Enochaname. So it's Shayach. But the Mishnah here that says Eni Zakoye Baramoso, it's impossible we should be allowed to make a Afroshe on Yom Tov. So that goes according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh. And according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh, you don't even have to take off Trume from Milulis. Some mail you're not allowed. So what's the machlaike? So Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh, Tanya, Hichni Shiboli, Laasis Mem Yiso, Eichu Mem Aro Upot. So if he was machlis the Shiboli to make an Yiso, and then, so if he wants to, so as long as he did not make the Tishet, the miruah did not take place as long as he did not make the dishe. Because the dishe, the miruah is after the dishe. Dishe is the threshing. Miruah, there is a machleket rishenim. Some rishenim say that it means the winnowing. And some rishenim say it means the smoothing of the crop. After you make the dishe, so then you smooth the crop. Anyway, there is no miruah before the dishe. So if he was machnis the shiboli, before the gmar melochet, before the Gmar Melochet. So it's not Tevles yet. So Memele, he can eat a little bit. Achila Sari can eat. Upota. Memele Memeles. But suppose he was Machnis Rifuye to eat little of it through Memeles by rubbing the seeds of wheat and taking them out from the husk thereby. So then, Rebbe Mechayev. So he's not allowed even to eat Achila Sari until he takes off Trumei, so my says, the Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh paid here. So Rabbi Mechayev, mitrumei shoyichu minara, ariyat sheyafli shachnesosom v'shibolim igmar melachto, sheinsofin leivu ligir en achar v'zehu chono. So in other words, so since he wants to eat that way, al de milile, so that it's maisegeret. So that itself is a maisegeret. So memele, he cannot even eat en achar v'zehu. But Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh is paid here. Why? Because Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh holds that when is it considered digun? Only when there is meruach. But if there is no meruach, too, he intends to eat it that way, without any meruach. But still, it's not a nice digun. So Mimele, he is allowed to eat an achil asare. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh, you don't have to take off Tumis and Maisres. You can eat al din Mimele without taking off Tumis and Maisres. So it's not Zakoli Baramoson. So the Mishneh is in accordance with Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh. And Enoch Name, according to Rebbe, that he is not allowed to eat al din Mimele, so then he has to take off Tumis and Maisres. So it's possible that on Yom Tev he should make the Mimele. And then according to Rebbe, he's not allowed to eat it without Tumis Maisres. So then according to Rebbe, there is a situation where on Yom Tev he would be allowed to be mafresh. All right, I mean, Teisves explains it just in the reverse. I mean, not as Rashi says, that Ho Rebbe, Ho Rebbe Yisip Rebbe Yudeh. So that means that the Mishnah which says that Batrume is any Zakoi Baramoso, so can only agree with Rebbe Yisip Rebbe Yudeh, not agree with Rebbe. Teisves says it just the other way. All right, we'll leave it here. Fourth line. I mean, we didn't include the inyan. Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudeh. That's where he left off. Now, what Gemore said here. I mean, Rove said that one can be male milile isan yon. So Abaye to Mekashe. If one is allowed to be male milile isan yon, so imkei motzinu trumo shezakoi baramoso.
us nam loyal martin the tumach in zakko ibaramos. The Mishnah says by Trume it's impossible to visualize that one should be allowed to be meiri Trume on Yom Tev. But if you say that it's mutar to be meiri Milles on Yom Tev, now suppose he wants to eat Tvue, Chitin, Alvei Milile on Yom Tev, so then he has to take off Maitzches, so he should be mutar. He should be mutar. So lo ikash. Ho Rebbe, ho Rebbe Yisib Rebbe Yud. So Rashi says, "Horeb Rabbi Sabbi Tanya, Hichli Shibolim Lasis Men Niso, Eichel Men Are Upota." That if he was machnis the Shibolim, the ears of grain, for the purpose of making it into a dough, in other words, to make meruach and everything, so Eichel Men Are Upota. Now it does not become tevel until Gmar Meloche. What is Gmar Meloche? Gmar Meloche is Meruach. Meruach, so most Rishonim say Meruach means smoothing of the crop. And there are some Rishonim who say that Meruach means winnowing of the crop, whatever it is. So until Meruach, so it's not Tevel. So, and since it's not Tevel, so he's allowed to eat. To eat. So Midrash say he can eat even an Achilas crop. But Midrabonon, he is also to eat an Achilas crop. But Achilas Are, so even the Chachomim didn't ask. So Mamele, Hichli Shibolim Lasis Maniso, so that means the Gmar Meloche did not take place yet. I mean the Meruah did not take place yet. So it's not Tevu, but he is not allowed to eat an Achilles Kvaf Ramet Midrabonon, but Ari is allowed to eat Midrabon. Mamele, so that's according to everybody. According to Rebbe, according to Abishabide. Mamelon bin Milis, but suppose he is Machnes the Shibolim with the intention of robbing against this the Shibolim and take out the seeds and eat them. So Rebbe Mechaye, so Rashi says Rebbe Mechaye, bitruma shel yechum en are at sheyafis lifi shachnesosom bishibolim higmar melachton shein seifon lovi lidigeren achaya vizeu kon. So Rebbe holds true, normally by tvue until the meruach takes place, so there is no Gmar Meloche. Gmar Meloche means the final processing of the article, of the thing. So meruach represents the final processing. This is Gmar Meloche. So normally, if he intends to eat it through meruach, through dishe meruach, so then it's not considered Nigma Malachte until Meruah. Mashenki, in this case, he doesn't intend to realize a real dishe in the Meruah in the crop. He just wants to eat them out of the wheels. So the bringing in of the Shiboli, of the ears of grain, to be used out of the Mililus, that in itself represents Nigma Malachte. So Mili becomes Tevil. If it becomes Tevil, so Mili is Mechuye. To be my Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Peita. So Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Peita, yeah, we go on Choksi. Vayin Meruach, the indigo nevo kibut vichrin. So Mamele, so what did Rabbi say? Ho Rebbe, ho Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. Now Abaye is the Kashi. How can the Mishnah say, according to Rabbi, that it's muta to make Mamele Sanyonte, so we should visualize the case where a person will have to take off Maestres on Yom Tev, where Erev Yom Tev he couldn't have done it. And he has to do it on Yom Tev. Let's say, when he decides, when he's Melilis on Yom Tev, he's allowed to do it. And then he has to take off Maestres. So he should be Zakoi Baramos. So the Mishnah says, it's impossible to visualize such a case by Trume, that he should be allowed to be Maestres. Only by Chale. By Chale it's possible to visualize. Why? Because if he makes the Gilgul, if he makes the dough, he mixes the dough, and Yom Tev, so then he couldn't have taken off challah before. But by Trume, he could have taken Erev, Yom Tev. But if it's good to make Melele, so Melele, we should visualize a situation where on Yom Tev also he should be able to make a froshe. So the most of all the answers, Ho Rebbe, Ho Rebbe, Yisba Rebbe. So Rashi says as follows, Leilo, Melele, Melele, Yisba Rebbe. Und die Kasche wurden im Kiem und Zinn und Trumme, sie sagt, Koeber, am Osso, ein war dem und Zinn, weil ihm der Rebbe, da mal jeh Strumme, wie man will es. So, according to Rebbe, that when a person is machne Shibolim, to eat them al dimilui, so then he's mechuyev to be mafish. So suppose he's made a milui san yontev, and he's allowed to do it, so then he has to be mafish, so but the Mishnah which says that we can't visualize a situation where he'll be zakoy bar moso, so that goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud. So mele, if two is allowed to be mele, but he can eat without a frosh. He can eat without a frosh. So mele, we cannot visualize a case where one would be allowed to make a frosh and yom. Then the Gemara says, "Ul Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud name mishkachas lo, ki gin sheich ne shibolim lasis menis, v'nim lechalein lemil biyom." The Tivla Biyin. So the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud, we can still visualize a case where one would be allowed to make a froshes promise of Maizchas Anyon. True, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud holds that if he intends to eat them, al the milis, then he is allowed to eat them. He's not even mechuyev to. So he's not even mechuyev to be mafkis from his maizres. It's not him. But Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud will be made that if lechatchila he was machnis the shibolim with the intention of making a dish and the meruach and everything to eat it. But then he changed his mind and he decided to eat them not all the dish and meruach, but all the milas, all the milas. So then, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud will be made that is mechuyev to be mafrish. Now this appears very strange. Upachinu l'rove doma midmulon Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud name yishar yesh l'milo b'yomte mishkachas lo al kocho shad akoye baramoso b'milo shiichnison l'asis iso b'disho o meruach v'nim lach aleyem l'milon ul'atznion kulon l'milis d'al kocho chmeide bu Rabbi Yisi d'tivlon b'yem shenim lach aleyem. דחיבים דחניסו לשמדירן גומו יודע להנטיר הסטרומס ומייסחס וכשנים לך למיולו נעשה הכנסות שמדירן ואמיר לו ביונטה על כל חוי מירים תחומות. It's very strange. In other words, so when does Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud say that he doesn't have to be mafkis from his maizres if he's machnes b'shibolim at the very outset lemeilo, but if at the outset he's machnes leiso and then he changes his mind, then he has to be machnis. Why? Because since he was machnis, so Rashi says, since he was machnis, lishengirin gomu yodalim from his first from his maizchas. So that would be all right if the mere machshove itself would make it into tevel. But it's not so. The mere machshove does not make it into tevel. So mele, there has to be meruach and milile, that's not a substitute for meruach. So milile and achnose bishibolim lecho al din milile, that's not considered mamalocha either. So why does Rashi say that in as much that techniso lishimgirin gomo yobos through the maizres, but with machshove itself, it does not become tevel. It becomes terrible only when the Gmamalocha is realized. So it's very strange, this Rashi. Now, let's see, before we try to explain the Rashi, we have to go over Tesis, because Tesis explains the Gemara just in the reverse. Horeb Yesi, Pirsha Rashi. Umamotzinus Dakoy Baramoso, Umashimotzinus Dakoy Baramoso, Haina Libid Rebbe. So, in other words, according to Rebbe, so we can visualize a case where a person. Oh, 1 second. Now, so the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud and Am Mishkachas Sheich Shibol Asim Nisum Nachal Moim Biyontev the Tivul Biyemei. So Memele. So why does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah say in Zakoy Baramos. So you can visualize it even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud. So the Gemara now gives a teretz. So my Truma Roifto. So in the Chana, we can visualize Zakoy Baramos even now with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiud. In the case where Yichnishi Bolim Lasis Menisov and Yilachalei Lemeor. So then he's Nechuyev to be Mafish from his Maif. So then you ask, so in such a case he'll be allowed to be Meirid? In the Kaname, in such a case he'll be allowed to be Meirid. So why does the Mishnah say that the reason as to why
that the Truma, so the Emelichim Esau, whereas by Halle and Magnus Grunes, Reyo Chaye Kevo, so it's Lichim is because by Truma we cannot visualize that it should be allowed to be made. But we can visualize, so the answer is we can visualize, but that's an unusual situation. In most situations, he's not allowed to be there. All right, now, this. Pirsh Rashi, Umashe Motsinu, Shedakui Bekamos, I now leave it again, the Dom, and Yish Truma Mimilis. The soul of the Sosa Mimilis, Hane Kono, Ugmamuloch, Avo Matnis, and the Tom of the Imotsino, Hane Rabis, Prabuse, Dom are in Truma Mimilis. Da dogum kapit rachmoy. Vein zel kibud bal. Vein zel kibud bal. Now, u visom o gatsinon, u rabbeis rachis diotis, u rabbeis var vil nam mishkach, kwa mashva du kirushit u rabbeisi, afil achilas kwa yoch lo yachav lo maizia. Vim o yom chuyev va achilas kwa, mishkachas lo rabbeis bar vili zakoye bar amoso, va achilas kwa. Vitaim et arloshin le mashmakei, do koye lachilas are, איך מי שיבוא מעצב מליסו, איך מנהר הוא פוטר, אבל לא מוסיף למי הוא מיול אצלנו מחי, מה רואי, ורבי ישו רבי דפריטו מה רואי, בוט קבע, everybody is made that it's awesome, מי זה רבונות, בכל הפוח. So in other words, so Tesa says, it's much more than Pio Shvashi, that the Ford is Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudet. The Ford is Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudet. That Tich Mishiboli, Rimei Lom Bin Milei, is not Mamelach. So not only is he allowed to contravis Rabbi without a process to Mr. Maitre, to eat Achilas Are, he's even allowed to eat Achilas Kla. Because assuming that according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudet, Achilas Kla is also with Rabbonon. So then how can the Gemara say that the Mishnah which says Eizakoy Baramosa, that we can visualize a case where a person will be allowed to be Matrish from a Maitre, and Yontev goes to contravis Rabbi Yudeh, so why? Because as a contrary, Rabbi Yudeh, even if he eats out the Emelech, he doesn't have to be Mavdish. But if we are going to assume Achilas Kla, he cannot eat. Suppose he decides to eat an Achilas Kla, he doesn't want to eat just a little bit. He wants to eat a lot of it. And Yonte, out the Emelech, then he will have to be Mavdish. And he'll have to be mafkish. So Mimele is Zakoye Bar Amoso, so why does Gemara say that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, we can visualize the case of Zakoye Bar Amoso? So it's a raya, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, so even Achilas Kva is allowed to eat. He can even eat a lot. If he was mafkish, Bishibolim, Lechel, Aldin Rilei, so he can even eat Achilas Kva. So it says, it's not mafkish. All right. Veit kosher, l'rebe name heichem otzinu, שזכויה ברמוסה ביונקס. דהויל דהיסוי דהכנסות שלו מילי, זהו גרונו, נגמר מלוכתו, אם כן ישחייבו מעצמי ברב יונקס, ואם כן אי אוכל הפכי ביונקס. That's the second question. The second question that Tesa says against Rashi is, now, what does the Gemara say that according to Rebbe, is זכויה ברמוסה? Why is זכויה ברמוסה? In case where he was מחני שיבולי, לעתיס נאטרי, לאיכו ממילי. So then he's not allowed to eat it without a froshe, so he has to be mafrish. So Mimele is a koi baramoto. But if he is able to do a terev yomtev, then he is not allowed to eat it on yomtev. Now according to Rebbe, so what is considered Gmar Meloche? The Gmar Meloche is considered the achnose bishiboli Rumeo Mimele. So it's not the Melilis that is a Gmar Meloche according to Rebbe. Before the Melilis, Erev Yom Tov, when he was Machlis Bishiboli, so then that was the Gmar Meloche. So Melile, so it became Tevel then. So he was able to be Machlis then. So why do we say that according to Rebbe is a Koye Baramoso? What Keter does he have? So the second passage. Lochem Yerli, so Tesis explains the Gemara in just the other way. You hold the Koma the Kehen, the Koye Baramoso, Asya Alim the Rabbi Yitzvah Rabbi Yudit, the Faith. The Chivim Dissolved Achmer Sosom Lav Zeu Kronon, just the other way. That according to Rabbi Yitzvah Rabbi Yudit, so we can visualize that
that one should be allowed to be made in Maftish Trume or Maitres and Yontev. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin, in as much as he said, a little Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin, the Peter, the Chiv, the Sovet Achmetos, and Lav Zehu Kronon, Vim Kein Ki Molom Biyontev, Bolo Yichiyu Vashte. So, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin, the Achmetos, and Lav Zehu Kronon, so the Mele, he did not become a Chuyev to be Mafrish. It wasn't Tevel, Erev Yontev. So he couldn't be Mafrish Erev Yontev. So we came, so when does he have to be mafrish ayontef when he's melee? So Mele is here so I think the mayor of Yontef. So Mele sees he says that Yontef, so he's allowed to be mafrish ayontef. That's a contrary to you. We can only believe you watch, we can see that Koy Baramoto. Vodoma is a Koy Baramoto at a little rebbe. It's really Achmetos and Zul Grono. Voyo leads from the Esmail. We came, but according to Rebbe, So he became Nitma Malachte Erev Yontes when he was Machlis, the Shiboli, Limelam Bin Lili. So then it was Nitma Malachte, so he was supposed to have been Machlis then, and he wasn't. So Menele is not allowed to do it Ayont. For the Menele is called Ramosa Talib the Rebbe, he's still Achmosa and Zui Kono. For the Lissam Esmi, Vim Kenen is Akweba Ramosa. Oh, now, and then he says, we are there is not as Rashi is here, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin, Nama Mishachat, which is Bolin, but Urebe Nama Mishachat. Because, so the Gemara is saying it first, that according to Rebbe, so he says that way Baramos. According to Rebbe, he says that way Baramos, and why? Because according to Rebbe, so the Gemara Moloch has to place Erev Yonte. So the male is no heter to be Mafrit Ayon. According to Rebbe, so Rabbi Yudin, so Erev Yonte, there was no Gemara Moloch. So the male, he couldn't be Mafrit Erev Yonte. He couldn't be mafrish Erev Yontes. So Memele, he must be mafrish Yontes. So he's a Koyev Ramos. And the Gemara says, and even according to Rebbe, so we can also visualize the case of the Koyev Ramos. So what's the case? Since Yichni Shibolim Vashish Nehem Yisho, V'nim Lechaleim Memele of Yontes, so in such a case it wasn't in Malach Erev Yontes, because the original thought by the Bible was to convert it into a real Yisro, so it wasn't Nidma Malachte. But then he decided that Ayonte changed his mind. So then he becomes Nidma Malachte later on, Ayonte. So the Mele, he has to say, so Mele, Ayonte. All right, so according to Tefes, the Gemara is very good. But the question is, according to Rashi, besides the Kashis, the Tefes, Tefes has two Kashis against Rashi. One kashi is that according to Rashi we must say that Ali the Rabbi Yisrael Yude, so where he was machti shiboli le'ez melom bin lilei, so he's allowed even to eat an achilas plas, even achilas plas, and that's not mashma like it. That's one kashi. And the second kashi is a much stronger kashi, because in regard to the first kashi you can say, well, Rashi holds like that. That's all. That according to Rabbi Yisrael Yude, so there is no isher at all. Even to eat Nachilas Kvayis Mut. But the second Kashi is a much stronger Kashi. Because Rashi says that Ali Bid Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, so he's a Koy Baram, so Ali Bid Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, so that, so Ali Bid Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, so he says that it's, it's one must, you know, be the Baramote. So he has a kashi. I mean, according to Rebbe. So Rashi says, so he's a Koyev Baramoto. Why? Because he cannot eat. He cannot eat the chitin without afroshes from a maitre. But the kashi is, according to Rebbe, so when was his mamlachte Erev Yontes? So if Yochla take him Erev Yontes, why should he be allowed to make the afroshes on Yom? This is a very strong kashi. And then, what is even more difficult is Rashi's shot will rebuke the Rabbi the Nama Mishachat. That doesn't even make sense. He says, "If you hear the Shibolim, La'atis, Menisa, V'yimla Haleim, L'meilon, L'meilon B'yomtet." So the Tivra B'yene, why? So Rashi says, inasmuch as the original thought by the Bible was to convert it into a real Ise, so L'meilon, Yodot, Tehoz, Komet, Maitre. How is Yodot, Tehoz, Komet, Maitre? How is it the only person in the Maisa that has to be Gemar Melacha? He didn't become Tammuz just by the mere thought of converting it into an Isha. Now, Why? Because the Achnose did not constitute Mamelach. So it's Erev Yom Tov, it wasn't Tev. Some Mele, when he's Mele on Yom Tov, then he must take off from his Maestas. Why? Because Tesis is okay, Tesis holds, this is how the Masal explains it. Pirish Rechel Kvah. In other words, because Tesis holds, that even Alid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, so he's only allowed to eat Achilas Tarek, but Achilas Kvah, he's not allowed. So we can visualize the case of Zakoni Baramoto where the person decided on Yom Tov to eat an Achilles Tzvah. He cannot eat out of the real Achilles Tzvah without taking off from the Maifres. He must take off from the Maifres. So Melech is Muda. He couldn't have done it. This is what the Marshal rejects that interpretation. In case he mold Yom Tov, Pirish Rechel Tzvah. But you'll see, the Baramoya explains the Gemara the same way as they said, and Ramatam is Yisrael Yosher, he's more of Ramatam is more of Shmaite. So they say something else. Ramoya and Ramatam, then can he more on Beyonce? So it doesn't mean if he wants to eat an Akhira, even if he doesn't want to eat an
even if he and Yom Tov he decides to eat Achilas Tarek, he must still be mafkis from the Maifres. Why? So the Balmoya says and Ramatam says that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude is on the question as whether the achnoset b'shiboli limlil milulei that itself is a gemar melacha. This is what Rebbe says. Even before the milulei. Milulei is involves the process of vision. Rashi says that milulei is a vision. Rabbona no right lachayat. All right, it's not the natural way, but it involves the process of vision. Because what does he do when he rubs against the ears of grain? So then he takes out the seeds of wheat from the husks from the ears of grain. So it involves the process of threshing of vision. So Mele Rebbe holds, when do we say that until Meruach it's not Nigma Melachtei, that is, if he intends to convert it into a Nisi. So then the final processing, the final stage in the processing of the wheat is Meruach. Mashen Kein, if he intends to eat it just individually, seeds of wheat, the male will be milais. So then, the final stage in the processing of the wheat is the achnose v'shibolim limel milais. That is the gmar melacha. That is gmar melacha. Mashein kein Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, he holds when he's machnose v'shibolim limel milais. So the achnose itself, the achnose v'shibolim, does not represent the final stage in the processing of the wheat. What represents the final stage in the processing of the wheat? The melilah itself. Rebbe holds no. The melilah itself not. Why? Because the melilah is done in connection with the eating process. So the melilah could be considered as part and parcel. True melilah is a disha process. But this disha process, when you rub, that you take individual seeds of wheat and you rub against them, you take out the seeds of wheat from the husk, from the ears of grain, and you eat them. So Melech, so this disha process of Melech is part and parcel of the eating process. So Melech, now, Gmar Melech means the final stage in the processing.
prior to the eating, in the processing. So Meile Rebbe holds, no, that not the Melila itself is the Gmar Meloche, is the final stage in the processing of the article. But what is considered as the Gmar Meloche, the final stage in the processing of the article, the Achnose Mishibol. But Rabbi Yisrael Buda says, the final thing, the final stage in the processing of the wheat is the melilla itself. Even though the melilla takes place simultaneously with the eating, it doesn't matter. That is the final stage in the processing of the wheat. So melilla, this is what Balamoya says, and this is obviously what Jesus means, not as the Marshal says, Pirush Lechokva. Vim ken kimolom biyomte, even if he wants to eat just an achilas are. So boi chiyuv hashem. So the melee, so then it becomes devil. It becomes devil. So so the melee is a koi baramos. Mashein kine koni to rebe. It's saying it's a koi baramos. Because according to rebe, so the achdos and mishibolim represents the gmar meloche. That is gone erev yomtev. Erev yomtev. So the melee it's devil then. Then it became devil. So he should have been mafis then. He didn't, so he's not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he couldn't have been mafrish Erev Yom Tov, because Erev Yom Tov it was not Tertovah yet. That's the pshat in Teishas. I mean, there is no doubt that this is the pshat in Teishas. Now let's turn to Rashi. Now, Rashi says here, now we know that what is Gmar Meloche? Miruach. So, there's a machlekes Rishonim what Miruach is. Most Rishonim say Miruach means the smoothing of the crop. So in other words, after you thresh the grain, after you winnow the grain, so then, I mean, winnow means when you drive away the chaff from the grain, so then you take and with the kelim, with the reches, and you smooth the crop. So that's Miruach. There are some Rishonim who say that the Meruach means the winnowing, the driving away of the chaff from the grain. All right, whatever it is. But Meruach is the Gmar Meloche. Now Rashi here says, that's two Rashis that have to be considered. Oh, let's say the Rashi says, Elomai Truma Roif Truma, Ligoras Elo. Elomais Ligoras Elomais Vermeimer, Eloitene, Horebe Horebisi, Horebisi, the Ben Rabbi Rabbisi, Misup, Omai Truma Tramasis, and Akuba Ramos, Brief Trumas Koma, Sheyesh Noral, the Disha Umeruach. So Rashi emphasizes Sheyesh Noral, the Disha Umeruach. After all, the Gmar Meloche is the Meruach. Why does Rashi mention Dish? Who is concerned now with Dish? So normally, I mean, what is the Gmar Meloche? Meruach, not the dish. After the dish, but before Meruach, it's still not Pidlam Lachte. Why does Rashi mention dish? So apparently, dish is also important. Dish is also important. Now then, and then another Rashi that is very remarkable. Rashi says, V'Rabbi Yisi V'Rabbi Yude Peter, Oma say, Eichu Menare, now the fourth line, Eichu Menare, Kol Zman Shaloi Doshonu Mochom Bikri. So again, he doesn't say kol zman shaloi mochon bikri lo nigmor melach lo itrumah, but kol zman shaloi doshon mochon bikri. He mentions dish. He emphasizes the element of dish, then threshing. And then Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah Peiteh, the Gon Choksiv, v'hayne miruach, the indigun elo kibbutz bikri. So here Rashi mentions something else, a new concept altogether. The digun, I mean, what is the mechayev? The mechayev nafroshe, neither dishe nor meruach, kibut bikri. But we know, I mean, that the mechayev of Trumas Maisres is meruach. It's not kibut bikri. Kibut bikri means a pile. So what is it? Now, this Indian of kibut bikri, Rashi says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah. He doesn't say it, I'll leave it to Rebbe. But Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah is also made that the Mechayev is Meruach. Where did Rashi get
the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So the important thing is the kibbutz mikri. The kibbutz mikri. Let him say Rabbi Yehuda is a pater because there is no meruach. No, he doesn't say. He says the gom choksiv v'hayim meruach. The indigun of the kibbutz mikri. So kibbutz mikri is one thing, and meruach is something else. You can have a kibbutz mikri without meruach. Meruach means smoothing of the crowd. But you can have a kibbutz mikri even without a smoothing of the crop. Now, I want to mention a certain revolver. I mean, not that it has anything to do with this, but just it will make it easier to understand. Now, the halacha is that before Gmar Meloche, so one is allowed to eat an achilas are. Achilas kva, he's not allowed. Achilas kva is not allowed. Now, there is also a halacha of Rabbi Yanai. A halacha of Rabbi Yanai. That ein tuin kvas lemaisres achi konis lebais. This is the halacha of Rabbi Yanai. There has to be knisa lebais. Knisa lebais. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet as to whether this halacha of Rabbi Yanai is a prerequisite in all Peres, or it's only a prerequisite in Peres that are not subjected to any Maise Geira. Let's say, the Raivet Chiti is that when is there a halacha, when is there a prerequisite of Achnosa Levais, that's, let's say, Anovim or Zaysim, where it's not going to be subjected to any maisegeren. It's not going to be subjected to any processing. Natural food is going to be eaten as a natural food. So then, there is no gmar meloche that is kevei al maisres. So the aloche of Rabbi Yanai is, inasmuch as there is no processing stage, there is no processing stage that is kevei al maisres, so the achnos lebayis is kevei al maisres. So let's say if he has grapes and he doesn't intend to convert the grapes, and the grapes are not aiming to be converted into wine, but they are aiming to be eaten as grapes. So there is no processing, there is no maisegera. There is no maisegera. So the halacha is, when does it become tevel? Only if it's lebayis. Masheinkin by tvue or yayin, where there is a gmar meloche, where it's subjected to a processing. So the thing that is kevei al maisres, the thing that is kevei lemaisres is the gmar meloche, whatever it is, meruach, I mean, whatever it is, by yayin. So when he separates, the pulp from the wine, whatever it is, so there is a gmar meloche, but achnos lebayis is not necessary. Is not the Rambam shiti is that achnos lebayis is necessary even gabei peiris that are subjected to a processing, like tvuye and yayin and so on, and shemen and so on. All right, whatever it is. So the Rambam paskens that everything requires achnos lebayis. So the Rambam says that if there was meruach and there was no achnos lebayis, let's say tvue, that went through meruach, but he still was not machnis the tvue lebayis. So then the bailim is allowed to eat an achilas are from it. In other words, not only is one allowed to eat an achilas are from tvue that did not go through gmar meloche, but even if the tvue went through gmar meloche, it was already nismarach. Everything was done, the threshing, the winnowing, the smoothing of the crown. But it wasn't Dichneses Lebayis, he wasn't Machnes at Lebayis, he didn't bring it into the house, into his chotzer, and so on. So Memele, it's Muter Beachilasar. It's Muter Beachilasar. Now, there is a halacha also that one can until Miruach, so Israel can give the tvue that was not out of which tumis and maisres were not taken off to his vein. Until Meruach. So one should draw an analogy. Now, so it's mentioned by many Rishonim that giving tvuye to a behime is like an achila sare by the Odom himself. By the Odom himself. So Memele, it should follow the just as Ligabi Achilas Odom himself. So Achilas Are by an Odom is muter, not only before Meruach, but even after Meruach, before Achnos Lebayis. So giving the Tvuye to the Beheime, and even though he gives an Achilas Kva to the Beheime, but an Achilas Kva of the Beheime is like Achilas Odom. This is how some Rishonim say. So it should follow that one should be allowed to give tvuye to the behime even after Meruach, if there was no achlos lebayis. So there the Rambam says no. That when is one allowed to give his behime tvuye out of which Tumas HaMaisas was not taken off, that is, if the tvuye was not nismarach. So if the tvuye was not nismarach, so then he's allowed to give it to the Behem. He's allowed to give it to the Behem. Even an Achilas Kva to the Behem. But if the Tvuyeh was already Nismarach, but he was not Machlis the Tvuyeh Libayis, he's not allowed to give an Achilas Kva of that Tvuyeh to the Behem. But for the person himself, for the Baalim himself, to eat an Achilas Are, that he is allowed. So the question is, why does the Rambam make a distinction between giving tvuye that out of which Trumas HaMaisas was not hufras, so to Beheime. So then he's only allowed to give the tvuye to Beheime before Meruach. But after Meruach, even though there was no achnos lebayis, he's not allowed. And legabi achilas are by the Baalim himself. So not only is he allowed before Meruach to eat achilas are, but even after Meruach, before achnos lebayis. So Rebbe says in the Sefer, he says as follows. You see, Gmar Meloche is one thing. Gmar Meloche is one thing, and Achnos HaLebayis is another thing. The Gmar Meloche, let's say Meruach, whatever it is, every period has its own Gmar Meloche. So Gmar Meloche is the Mechayev of Trumas HaMaisas. Gmar Meloche is the Mechayev of Trumas HaMaisas. And the Mishnah, many Mishnayas in Trumas and the Maisres, so they refer to Gmar Meloche as Shas Revos. Let's say, like, Hegdesh is Potter. Hegdesh is potter of Trumas HaMaisas. So it depends whether Bishas Chivoso it was Hegdesh or Bishas Chivoso it wasn't Hegdesh. Or let's say Akum is Patriot from Trumas HaMaisas. So if it was in the possession of an Akum, so it's potter of Trumas HaMaisas. So what does it depend on? As to whether at the time of Gmar Meloche it was in the possession of the Akum or it was in possession of Hegdesh or not. So the common Mishneh refer to Gmar Meloche as the Shas Chivoso. In other words, this is the Mechayev of the Afrosh. The Mechayev of the Afrosh is the Gmar Meloche. Mechayev of the Afrosh is the Gmar Meloche. Achnos Lebayis is not the Mechayev. Gmar Meloche means the final stage in the processing of the article. That is the Mechayev. That's the Shas Revoso. But Achnos Lebayis is not the Mechayev. It's a Aloche, there is a Aloche of Kivas Lemaisres. Kamo Dvorim the Tatavir Lemaisres, when the Hefzer becomes a Hefzer of Tevim. So Achnos Lebayis is one of the things that is Kivah Lemaisres. Now Midrabonon, the Aloche in Shabbos is Kivah Lemaisres. That's Midrabonon. But Midraise, so Achnos Lebayis is Kivah Lemaisres. So it becomes, when it means Kivah Lemaisres, it becomes established, a step. So Mele, the Shas Chavoso is the Gmar Meloche. The Gmar Meloche, that's the Shas Chavoso, that's the Mechayev. But in addition, of course, it cannot become a Hefetz of Tevu if the Gmar Meloche did not take place yet, because the Mechayev is still lacking. But even when the Gmar Meloche took place, but until there was Achnos HaLebayis, so that means it was not Nikvas Lemaisas. So the Hefetz is not a Hefetz of Tevu. So Memele, As follows, the Rambam Shita is that regarding the Iser to eat an Achilas Are, that depends upon the Shem Tevel. If the Chefze is Tevel, then you're not allowed to eat an Achilas Are. But if the Chefze is not Tevelless yet, even though the Mechayev took place already, so then there is no Iser to eat an Achilas Are. Masha'inke in Ligabi the Aloche, that you're not allowed to be machal behemtei. So that aloche that you're not allowed to be machal behemtei is the moment it became mechuyev in Trumis Maisres. Became mechuyev in Trumis Maisres, so you're not allowed to, in other words, you're not allowed to be machal behemtei a crop that is already mechuyev in Trumis Maisres. So even though the Heftze is not tevelous yet, but the Sheshchivoso took place already. So Mimele, you're not allowed to be machlet libendi. So Mimele, before Miruach, so the Sheshchivoso didn't take place. So if it didn't take place, so Mimele you're allowed to be machlet libendi. But after Miruach, so the Chiyuv of Trumis Maisres arose already. The Chiyuv of Trumis Maisres arose already. So Mimele, even though it was not Nikvas Maisres, the Heftze is not tevel. So you're not allowed to machal b'emtei, but to eat nachilas are, that depends upon the shem tevel. So until he was machnis at lebayis, so it was not nikvai, it was not nikvas lemaisres. So it's not tevel. Now what's the pshat? I mean, it's not tevel, and still the chiv of tumis maisres arose already. What does it mean? The chiv of tumis maisres arose already. If it's not the heftze of tevel, how can we say a chiv of tumis maisres? So that. Ravahu doesn't say that, but it could very well be explained with what I mentioned before, that besides the Issa Tevel, so Mizrahi said there is a mitzvah of Afroshes Tumas Maisras. There is a machlekes, the Taz, and the Mogen Avrom, and the machlekes Rishenim and the Din, whether the mitzvah of Afroshes is contingent upon Achille or it's not contingent upon Achille, but there is a mitzvah, the Raise of Afroshes, and that has nothing to do with the Issa Tevel. So Mimele, when does the mitzvah take effect? The mitzvah takes effect at Shastrivos. Let's take Mameloch. But a heft of tevel it isn't yet. But the mitzvah arises at Shastrivos, at Mameloch. Because at Mameloch. But a heft of tevel it isn't. So regarding the Yisrael of being Machleb Hemtei, that depends upon the Chayv of Meisrael. The Shastrivos, the Mechayv of Meisrael. So Mele after Meruach is not allowed to give it to the behemoth. But like in order, the Yisr of Achilles Areh by Odom, that does not depend upon the Chayv of Maisres, that depends upon the fact that it's Tevel. So when does it become Tevel? Only when it's Machnis Lebayis. Now, Rashi emphasizes two things here. He emphasizes Dishe and Meruach. Now we have the Gemara Davei Omid Beis. So the Gemara says, "Ligavi da aloche Davei." I mean, "Daf Yudim Omid Beis." Omar Rav Shimon Melokish. My tradition she gdimi b'shibor impotam mitrum gdeilo. She nema varimaisem menu trumas adishem maisem na maisem. Maisem na maisem omar teloch loy trum gdeilo utrumas maisem na maisem. Omar Rav Papula Bayi Yochach gdimi b'tzri name. Omar leyolech omar kro mikola she trumim yispulta Hashem umar yiskol trumas Hashem umar oiso. So how do you know that one posik has reference to lacha miruach and another posik before miruach? So he says hay idgen v'hay lo idgen. So shigdimi b'kri kvar nase dova. So in other words, so that means that in order that it should be chayev in trumis maisres, it must be chepetz of dova. What it means, dogon, to become a dogon gomo, It doesn't mean that until Dishen Meruach, so it's not Dogon at all. If it hadn't been Dogon at all, so the Kri Hashem wouldn't even be Chal, and the Aloha is that the Kri Hashem is Chal Bishibolim also. So it is Dogon, but it's not Dogon Gomo. In other words, when is it the Hefze of Dogon? When is the Hefze of Dogon of a crop of wheat? So that is after Dishen Meruach. So and before Dishe Meruach, so it's not a Hefze of Dogon. So Memele Rashi holds that there are two things. First of all, in order to become a Hefze of Tevel, it must be a Dogon Gomo. And until Dishe, it's not Dogon Gomo. Until Dishe, it's not Dogon Gomo. But you could not say that until Meruach, it's not Dogon Gomo. Certainly not according to most Rishenim who say that Meruach means smoothing of the crop. The Chol HaPoch, as the Rishenim would say, that Meruach means winnowing, all right? So you could say that until you winnow, after all, as long as the grain is together with the chaff, so it's not a crop, it's not a Hefzo Gomo. But most Rishonim say that Meruach means smoothing of the crop, whether it's smooth or not, whether the pile of Tuah is smooth or it's not smooth, that's a question of convenience. But as far as the Hefze of Dogon is concerned, it doesn't make any difference, so it is certainly a Hefze of Dogon Gomo. If it is a Dogon Gomo after Meruach, it should be Dogon Gomo before Meruach also. I mean, what significance does the smoothing of the crop have in making it into a Dogon Gomo? So that is obvious. But why is Meruach so important? It does not become, now, it does not become a Hefze of Tevel until Meruach. So the answer is because there is Aloche of Gmar Meloche. And what's that? And that is the Mechayev. What does Gmar Meloche mean? Gmar Meloche means the final stage in the processing of an art. Now, the wheat goes through a certain kinds of processing. I mean, all kinds of processing. Threshing, winnowing. So, and then after that, you smooth the crop. So smoothing of the crop is the final stage in the processing of the wheat. So the aloha is that it does not become a Hefze of Tevel, until the final stage in processing took place. And that's the Shastri Voso. That's the Mechayev. That's the Mechayev of the mitzvah of Trumis Omaisis. So the final stage. But in order to become a Hefze of Tevel, then two things must take place. First of all, it must be Dogon Gomo. And then, even if it is Dogon Gomo, but if the Gmar Meloche didn't take place, so it cannot become a Hefze of Tevel either. It cannot become a Hefze of Tevel either. But the Shastri Voso, it is. The mitzvah of Afroshe begins already with the final stage. The final stage, even the mitzvah of Afroshe begins with the final stage, even, let's say, before Achnos Lebayis. Now, Achnos Lebayis, that's something else. It's Kevel Maizves. But besides Achnos Lebayis, so in order to become a Hefze of Tevel, so there must be two things. First of all, it must be a Hefze of Dogon Gomo. And then there must be the Gmar Meloche. The final stage in the processing of the article must have taken place. So Memele, when we say Meruach, so then it becomes Tevel. So it's not just by Meruach alone. It's Dishe plus Meruach. That's why Rashi mentions both together. Dishe plus Meruach. In other words, the Dishe represents the conversion of the Tvueh into a Dogon Gomo. Because until Dishe is made, so then until the seeds of wheat are taken out from the ears of corn and from the husks, so it's not a Dogon Gomo. It's not a Dogon Gomo. So Mimila, the Dishe is important because without the Dishe it's not a Hefze of Dogon. It's not a Hakem Tovah. But even if there was a Dishe, but the smoothing of the crab didn't take place, then there is no diminution in the hefts of Dogon, in the Mechaleshim Dogon. But then there's another Alohe, that the Mechayev is still lacking. Until the final stage in the processing takes place, so the Mechayev is lacking. And since old people, so smooth the crop, true, it's not necessary for the eating to smooth the crop, but it's a question of convenience. But everybody does it. So that represents the final stage in the processing of wheat. So Memele, so that's the Mechayev. But the heft of Dogon it is, even without Meruach, with Dish alone, it's a heft of Dogon. But the Meruach is necessary because that represents the final stage in the processing. Now, the machlekes between Rebbe, machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda, apparently, according to Rashi, consists in this. Rebbe holds, now, Eichel Menare, calls Manshal Lidosho, no more from Bichi, Luinit Muro Melachtem Milen. So, Lemilu Mimiles, if Nisan Lochla Maat Miatal de Miles, Rebbe Mechayo Bitrumeshal Eichel Menare, Ache Yatris. Lifishach nesosom bishibolim higmar melachto. Shein seifon lovei lidigeren achia. Vizeu gon. So according to Rebbe, now, Tesis asks, according to Rashi, why does Rashi say that I'll leave the Rebbe? So, it's Zakoye Baramoso, why? Because he's Mechuyev, he cannot partake of the wheat, through Mirilis, unless he's Mafis from Esamayisres, but Rebbe says that the Gmar Moloche consists in Yachnos Bishabolim, that took place Erev Yom Tev, so it's Yochla Aseis of Erev Yom Tev, so why should he be allowed to be Mafis on Yom Tev? So we have to say as follows. Now, Hachnose B'Shibolim, does Hachnose B'Shibolim make it into a Dogon? Hachnose B'Shibolim makes it into a Dogon. Hachnose B'Shibolim, if his intention, if his ultimate objective is to eat it out of the Mililes, so the Hachnose B'Shibolim, that's already the final stage of the processing of the wheat. Nothing else has to be done. What else has to be done? Yes, something follows the Hachnose B'Shibolim. The dish of Melilas. But in view of the fact that the dish of the Melilas is done simultaneously with the Achille, so it cannot be considered as the final stage in the processing. Achille comes after the processing. So when he is Machnis Mishibolim, Lilmilman Melilas, so then the dish takes place together with Achille. As he eats, so he takes. He takes an ear of corn and he rubs against it, takes out the seed of wheat from the husk, from the ear of corn, and eats. So, the taking out of the seed of wheat from the husk, from the ear of corn, that's a dish process. But this dish process is takes place simultaneously with eating. So it can be considered as part and parcel of the eating process. That's the way people eat. But there is still a dish. And until this is done, until the seeds are taken out from the ears of corn, from the husk, so it's not a heft of dogon. It's not a heft of dogon. Just as Rashi said on the base, that before dishing, it's not a heft of dogon. So here too, before dishing, it's not a heft of dogon. Not a heft of dogon. So why does Rebbe say that the Gmar Meloche, is Erev Yom Tov? When he's machted b'shibol mimulis, the answer is that's ligabi gmar meloche. Gmar meloche means the final stage in processing. Now here, the final stage in processing takes place before the dish. When he set out the dish umiruach, so then the final stage in processing takes place after dish. But when he's machted b'shibol mimulis, so that's finished. All the processing was done already. What else has to be done? The dish of Mimiles. That will be part and parcel of the Achille. So Mimile, And whatever is part and parcel of the achila cannot be considered as mamloche of the processing. Achila is a separate thing. But a heft of dogon it isn't. So the mele, so in the case of Yichdish Yibolim, Limeulon Bidwiles, we have a chetimtze, a very peculiar situation, that the Gmamloche takes place before it is converted into a Heftzadah. When it is al didishu miruach, so then it becomes a heft of dogma first, and the final stage in processing is later. But here just the other way. So the mamloch is there, but it's not a heft of dogma. Of course, now it's not dogma at all. I mean, the Hashem is chal. So if havoa shlish, it's the Hashem is chal. But it's not a dogma until the disha takes place. So what does Rebbe say? So Rebbe says that the Gmar Meloche, the final stage in the processing, is the Yechlis HaMishibole, even before the Dishe. But the Heftz of Dogon Gomor it isn't. So when does it become a Heftz of Dogon Gomor? With the Dishe, which is simultaneous with the eating. So then it will be terrible. Then it will be terrible. But until he makes the melile, it's not tevel yet. So melile, we can answer Teisves Kashi. Teisves Kashi is that Kashi le Rebbe name heichem otzinu shezakoy bar emosu biyonke. Hoye liis le dachnu sosom lim lili zeu gronon ug mamul achton im kein ischai vumes min bar biyonke. Wenn keine Joche lehaft bis Bionte. So it could be mafrish. So what does it mean it could be mafrish? It could be mafrish according to everybody. I mean, the Eved is chal. The Kri Hashem is chal from a boy shlish. But lechatchile, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed lechatchile. The halacha is you're not supposed to be mafrish from any gom. So there is a din that you're not allowed to be, you're not supposed, whether it's a niser or it's a mitzvah, to be mafrish. From Gomor, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. You're not supposed to be mafris trumis and maisres from the tvue while it's in an unprocessed state. Any Gomor. Does that work? Now, the Rambam says, in Pirkei Milches Trumes Halacha Dalet, in Teomim Midobo Shem Nigmor Melachtei, Al Dobo Shaloi Nigmor Melachtei, Veloi Midobo Shaloi Nigmor Melachtei, Al Dobo Shaloi Nigmor Melachtei, Veloi Midobo Shaloi Nigmor Melachtei, Al Dobo Shem Nigmor Melachtei, Shelema Ki Dobo Minagirenu Chirmeyum Neayekev, Minagomor La Gomor, Vim Tomu Trumosom Trumos. There is a machlekes between the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, and the Rambam, and the Shach and the Rebush, in Simen Shin Lamed Alef in Yadei, Milches Trumos. The Shach is Sif Peveis, Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Peveis. The Mabit says, in the Rambam he says, inasmuch as the Rambam mentions the posse of the Gog Magir, that means it's the Raisi. It's the Raisi. I don't think that the Pshat is, when he says it's the Raisi, it doesn't mean it's an Isa the Raisi, that's an Isa Rese. It means in the mitzvah of Afroshe is included a chiyuv to be mafrish minagom. Minagom. So mainly if he's mafrish, trumis and maisres, while the trum and maf and maisres that he takes off is completely in an unprocessed state, so then he's mevatel a mitzvah, because he's mechuyev to be mafrish in a processed state, nagomo, kedogen minagoyren, and he is not mafrish minagomo. He doesn't take off processed tvue as maestres, as Thomas maestres. So it's mevatel mitzvah, not that there is an isares. But anyway, the Mabit says that it's the Raisi. The Levush and the Shach say it's only the Rabbon. And this posik is an asmach. Or whatever it is, with Raisi and Rabbon. But there is a halohe that lechatchile, one is not supposed, even though they have it. So from havoy shlish am. So the Kri Hashem is chal, but he's not supposed to do it. So not supposed to do it. So memele, in regard to taste the kashi against Rashi, the Rebbe name here, Motzinu Shizakoy Baramoso Biyonte, hol wie ist da so so im Müll ist auch kommen und mal lacht dann im kein ist frei wo mehr essen mir mehr jonte wie im kein jochel hat bis jonte jochel hat bis jonte so the question is so why is a koi baramoso after all it was nicht mal lacht er jonte the answer is it was nicht mal lacht er kann nicht er jonte but was it have to dogon gomu it wasn't dogon it wasn't dogon it was still in the years of grain. So, but even though it was still in the years of grain, Rav Yontef, that represented the final stage in processing. The dishe that is yet to take place will be included in the eating process, in the achila process. But the hefter dogon it was. So the melee, it cannot become, if it's not dogon, if it's loy mitgen, so the melee, before the dishe took place, so it cannot be hefter tel. Even though the mechayev took place already. But the hefts of tevel it isn't. And if the hefts of tevel it isn't, so mele lechatchile, he is not supposed to be mafresh lechatchile. Because it's not gomo yet. It's not gomo. I mean, true, it is gmar meloche. It is gmar meloche from the point of view that it represents the final stage in the processing, but in this din, that it has to be gomu, so it does not now. The case of Mishnes, the Rashi in Pirkei Aleph of Truma says that the gmar meloche, in respect to the aloche, that lechatchila you're not supposed to be mafris from any gomu, so has the same gedera, the same criterion as the gmar meloche ligabei shasrivoso yisaptur. In other words, whatever is considered gmar meloche ligabei the aloche of shasrivoso yisaptur, let's say. Well, if Bishas Hegdesh, let's say, what means Miruach, so that is the same criterion Ligabi the Gmar Meloche in respect to the Aloche in Termi Midovo Sholonigmor Melach. So what does it mean, Dovo Sholonigmor Melach? Dovo Sholonigmor Melach means that Miruach, whatever is Gmar Meloche from the point of view of Shastivoso, so is also considered. Is also considered mamlocho from the point of view of the iser, or not to be mafresh lechatchile as trumas umaisres tvuye that it was not gomoye that is not process. It's the same criteria. However, like the Mishnah says in the Rambam, no, it's not the same criteria. It's not the same criteria. So memele. In this case, so too, according to Rebbe, so the Achlos HaLishibolim, that represents the Gmar Meloche. That represents the Gmar Meloche from the point of view of Shastivos. That is the Mechayev of Trumas Maisres. That is the Mechayev. But it's still not a Hefetz of Dogon. So if it's not a Hefetz of Dogon, so it's not considered Gomu. From the point of view of the Lechatchile, not to take off as Trumas Maisres something that is unprocessed. If it's not dogon yet, so mele the Lechatchile still applies, not to be mafresh, even though it is considered gmar meloche from the point of view of the mechayev, but it's not considered gomu. From the point of view of the lechatchile, not to be mafrish, tvuye that is not gomu, and since it is not a hefze of dogon as yet, because the disha did not as yet take place, even though from the point of view of the gmar meloche of the mechayev, so it was not gmar meloche because there means the final stage in the processing that precedes achile, because. In from the point of view of gmar meloche, as the mechayev of Trumas Maisres, so gmar meloche there means the final stage in processing that precedes achile, not the kind of processing that is together with achile. But there is still a certain processing lacking, the dish. So it's not a dogon yet. If it's not a dogon gomo, so merely it's not a heft of tevel, and it's not considered gomo. Rashi holds it's not considered gomo as from the point of view of the lechatchile not to be mafri something tvuye as trumas maisres tvuye that is unprocessed. Here it's also unprocessed. because the Dishe is yet to take place, but it's called Nigma Malachte because the pre-Achille processing was finished. But since there is a certain type of processing, a processing that is involved, that is part and parcel of the Achille process, to take place, so mainly it's not considered Gomor from the point of view of the Chatchile. It's considered Nigma Malachte from the point of view of the Mechayev of Bramalachet. But it's not considered Gomor from the point of view of the Chatchile. To the Rashi, Pirkalu of Tumah says, is the same criterion, but the Kesef Mishneh says in the Rambam, it's not like that. And the other Rishonim, so Rashi can also, some Mele, that this is the Teres, and Teres Kashi, Teres says the Kashi, L'Rebbe Name Heichem Motzinu Shizakoye Baramosa Biyontef, Hoyu Biisli Dachnesosom Limruis, Zeu Gronon, Uv Mamlachton, Vimkein Yishaivu Meesmim Barav Yontef, Vimkein Yochil Hafkiz Biyontef, Vimkein Yochil Hafkiz Biyontef, Teisa says the kashe. So the answer is no, it's Nigma Melachte. The Mechayev took place. Bishasach no so shibolim erev yontev. But if Heftz of Dogon it isn't. If Heftz of Dogon it isn't, so Mele Tevel it isn't. And not only it's not Tevel, it's not considered Gomu from the point of view of the Chatchile, not to be mafrish in such a state when it's yet unprocessed. So Mele erev yontev. He was not supposed to take off from his maestres. It was still unprocessed. It's unprocessed. So the dish did not yet take place. So Memele, he couldn't have taken off the Trumas of Maestres Erev Yontev. He couldn't have taken off the Maestres Erev Yontev. But when does it become a heft of the... When Rashi says, Rebbe Mechayim Tzul Shalichmeya, Lefishach Nusol Shmole Nigmar Melachto. Shein Seifel Lovele the Geir Nachher. There is a Geir Nachher, there is a certain processing, but that processing is not called Geir, because that will be included in the eating process. It will be simultaneously done, with the eating process. So it's not called Geir Nachher. So what is the final stage in processing that precedes Achille? The Achnosa Bishibolim. So Mele, the Shasri Vosa took place already, the Mechayev took place already. But, Tevel it isn't yet, because it's not a Heftz of Dogon. There was no dish. So Mele, since it's not a Dogon Gomor as yet, and it's not a Heftz of Tevel, it's not a Heftz of Tevel, so Mele, the Lechatchile, he couldn't have taken off Maisres Erev Yontev because of the Chatchile, that you're not supposed to take off Maisres Tvue that is not Gomor as yet. Alright, now, this is Rebbe. What does Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says, Peter the Gomchopsin, Vahayne Meruach, the Indigun Elo Kibbut Vikri. So it appears that according to Rashi, there is a basic machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yudeh. What now?